It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that is safe, secure, and easy to use. There are some early college football futures that we're eyeing because of the great advice from our Cover 3 guys. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/247 and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Embody. With me is Shay Dixon. It is fall camp week, and my goodness, what a horrible piece of news that came out on Monday with Miles Brennan, who's right in the mix to start for LSU, competing with Max Johnson for that starting job, suffering a left arm injury that required surgery on Tuesday. Ed Ogeron announced the news in a release, said that there's no timetable for a return, but quite honestly, it put his season very much in doubt before it even began, which is heartbreaking for Miles Brennan. Put in a lot of work to be in this competition, to be strong enough, big enough, ready to go for fall camp, and instead suffers an injury right before fall camp begins. So Shay, first of all, what were your reaction to the news? And obviously, this means Max Johnson is the starting quarterback for LSU now.
Yeah, and look, that's the obvious part. We'll talk about that plenty, is that what we thought was about to play out in fall camp, this whole battle between Max and Miles, and certainly a lot of people made arguments that it could go either way, is now obviously going to go directly to Max. But what a tough blow for Miles, right? I mean, he got here, 2018 season, 2017? That would have been him playing behind Danny Etling at the time, and actually got some run as a freshman, and then or at least everyone thought had beat out Narcisse and beat out Just McMillan to be the guy for LSU entering that 2018 season. Obviously, that's when Burrow transferred. He sits behind him for a couple of years, got his shot last year. And we've said it before, and everyone watched it, but I think people forget that first 3 weeks whenever LSU got rolling, right, which was late September in the shortened COVID season, he was statistically one of the best quarterbacks out there, certainly in the SEC. And was outpacing Mac Jones at the time. He'd gone for over 1,100 yards in 3 games. They just decided not to play defense, and they went 1-2 in that stretch, and then he gets injured. And now just a week short of fall camp, a non-football injury that appears, and we can kind of give our 2 cents on that, but appears to have ended his season right before it even begins. And I know people are already asking about a timeline and with medical stuff where it is now, how quickly can he rehab? But you got to remember, this is a guy also who was still rehabbing and getting off of a pretty devastating injury a year ago that he couldn't even have surgery on because it was such a rare injury to occur. So now he's carrying another injury. That means another whole rehab session. From people I've talked to, Billy, and I presume you've heard the same because we swapped text about it and talked about it, but there aren't immediate expectations. Granted, he just had surgery today, Tuesday, when we're talking, but there aren't immediate expectations that we'll see Brennan back out there this fall, meaning that with no scholarships left, remember they took Major Burns, and that was their 25th and final signee of the class, that they'll move through it with Max Johnson and Garrett Nussmeier as the only scholarship quarterbacks on roster.
And look, I don't think anybody's sitting here second guessing whether they should have, not taken Major Burns or Mike Jones. Those are two really big pieces for LSU defensively in 2021.
I still think they made the right move too.
I do too. And Major Burns, reading between the lines on what Ed Ogeron has said about him, looks like he might be the one to start opposite Jay Ward at safety. That wouldn't shock me at all. And then Mike Jones Jr. is right in the mix for starting linebacker spot. And both guys have multiple years, and you're coming off of a 2020 season that where Max Johnson leads you to 2 straight wins to close things out, including one on the road against Florida, top 10 team at the time. And quite honestly, I think we kind of heard that the expectation was that Max Johnson had a leg up going into fall camp anyway. So now that Max Johnson is your starting quarterback for sure, let's lead off with your expectations for Max Johnson, and then I'll chime in with mine.
Well, I mean, look, a year ago, he came in overall, right? So if I'm including his garbage time stuff and then his two starts, he was about a 58% passer. Now, he attempted more passes than the rest of them. He actually threw for just short of what Brennan was at across three games, but outpaced TJ Finley, certainly. And I think it was clear that Max was the better option once we got a good look at both of them. We got to see Finley for five games as a starter. So I think that you got a taste of it. Now, and I've looked back at a lot of, like, I've watched videos of old year. Last year, I've watched some games. I'm not going to sit there and watch every game. That would be painful for anyone to have to do. But I've looked at a lot of Max's stuff. And the O-line was bad last year. So we did have to see a little bit more of his scrambling abilities. And that will be a part of his game. But I think that now, and I'm curious how much too, right? Because I think that naturally, if Max would have won the job, but you had Miles, that you would have been a little... Max would have had a longer rope with what you're okay with him doing, you know, getting outside the pocket, getting on the run. Not that I think they pull back the reins on that completely at all. And maybe it's just it's something we don't even notice, but he can't get hurt. There is no way you can afford to now think you're going to go out for a second year in a row and trot out a true freshman. And if they get to that with Nussmeier, he's the only option they have. It's not like last year where you had Finley and Max. So I think that you got to keep him healthy. That means the O-line needs to be better than they were a year ago. And in those games against Ole Miss and Florida, they didn't play great on the O-line. So Max has gotten a taste of that, right, of what it's like in live bullets when they're not playing great. But again, those two games, they could have just as easily lost that Florida game. He certainly had a minute till the end. And Cade York comes up with the big kick. But Ole Miss was not good the next week. I mean, they were leaving Kayshon Boutte wide open in the rain. And Max was just making it happen. So I do think, Billy, that he'll grow a bit, right? Like, I'm not overlooking that he's now got some starts under his belt. He's got an offseason. He can reset. He can kind of mentally know, okay, this is exactly what I need to do. But for me, this next month becomes really paramount because you've got to find a way not just to get Max ready, but I also think Nussmeier, and we'll talk about him in a minute, but has to get some reps because, you know, he's a shoestring of, you know, tripping and falling or getting hit or whatever it might be away from being the starting quarterback. So I'm curious to see how they share these reps in fall camp, but I do think that Max needs to be able to mentally realize that, hey, I got to stay healthy, but I also got to really grab this job and run with it because I won't have camp anymore to push me knowing that Miles is right there on my heels.
And I think with you having Max Johnson now as your lone really starter, let's be real, he's going to have a chance to get more reps with that first team offense, get better prepared for UCLA. But another thing that I think that helps expectations in a way for LSU and Max Johnson is that Ed Ogeron and the staff managed a very similar situation in 2018. And, you know, maybe we'll see Max Johnson run the ball, hopefully not in as long of a game, but run it basically until his legs fall off against Texas A&M in the season finale, because that's what Joe Burrow did in the final game of the 2018 season, the regular season before Texas A&M ended up winning that one. But that was when they could really just let the reins go on the offense and run them a little bit more, because that was kind of it. They pushed all their chips in on that game, and it, you know, obviously went into seven overtimes, and the rest is history. But this situation can be, you know, managed by LSU because they've been through it. They've been through a situation where they have a very, very thin quarterback room. And so I think that's going to help. I think that's going to help how they manage, you know, his arm just throughout the season, you know, the amount of reps he gets and, you know, not putting maybe too much strain on, making sure he's not, you know, throwing so much that he gets worn down. That's something that I'm sure the entire training staff will be working on with Max Johnson. He's a big, strong kid. It's kind of like Burrow in that sense. But they're going to be careful with him too. And they need to, because, you know, I think for Max, one, you want him to get through this whole season. Yeah, I don't think LSU wants to hand the reins over to Garrett Nussmeier because they've, you know, run Max into the ground early in the season and he gets hurt somehow. But I think this is a natural step for Max Johnson to be the starter. It's something that I think for the most part, we heard that he had the leg up going in. But now it just comes where he's going to get extra reps in camp with the first team as a starter, which hopefully helps his development for LSU. And then he can go into his season and build off of those last two games that he had. Certainly has to get more consistent and You know, the thing about it, though, is he had a better completion percentage than Burrow did in that 2018 season when he took over. It was different offense, different playmakers. But yet again, kind of young, you know, unproven receivers outside of, you know, Kayshon Boutte in this case, that kind of all grew up together. And so I'm very interested and intrigued to see how Max Johnson does this entire season. You know, UCLA is going to be a test as far as, you know, going out there on the road, far trip. But look, they've gone into the swamp. He's handled that environment fairly well. So I think Max Johnson's going to take another step forward as LSU starter. I think he's the reason, if you're looking for optimism, to have optimism around this team, quite honestly, because of the way he played and way he produced towards the end of the season. You wish he had a, you know, those extra bowl practices now looking back, but obviously they decided to hold themselves out of that and you know, kind of avoid that situation. But instead he's now thrust into the quarterback, starting quarterback role for LSU. I think he's going to do just fine. And now it's Garrett Nussmeier's turn to step up as far as being the backup. He's a coach's son. And as we look at, you know, what Garrett Nussmeier is, I think he's somebody that's fearless. First of all, you know, I watched him play a lot in Texas, and that was something that really stood out to me as far as his game goes. He's got a big enough arm, I think, but obviously I think you want him to redshirt if you're LSU and get some mop up time in some of these non-conference games, if you can, to develop and be ready and get that taste of game action. But he did have the spring. I do think, though, that, you know, you hope if you're LSU that Max Johnson takes the reins, stays healthy. He's a big, strong kid and avoids injury so that Garrett Nussmeier can come along and develop during the season.
One thing I like too, and you mentioned it there in part, but that your two scholarship quarterbacks who are healthy right now are both sons of former NFL players. And you know, Brad Johnson obviously won a Super Bowl, and we know plenty about that connection with Max, but now Nuss becoming a part of this program and people start talking about him more. I think that storyline should go right along with it, because I think when you grow up around it, and I've noticed it with these guys and certainly with Nussmeier too, because the one thing with Nussmeier is, yeah, his dad played in the NFL. You know, he understands, and it's been taught to him how quarterbacks behave, what it's like to lead a room, all that. But his dad's worked as a coach now at so many different stops, including a lot of college places, to where Nussmeier's played at a bunch of different, you know, gone to a bunch of different schools, played in a bunch of different youth leagues, and then into middle school, and obviously found a home at Marcus in Texas with his dad working for the Cowboys. But point being, they said, everyone in the spring said Nuss came in and you can just tell he just understands how a locker room works. He understands what a quarterback's supposed to be doing. He gets along with everyone on the team. He knows everybody from the training staff to, you know, the people who take out the garbage. And I say that because that's just how quarterbacks are. And I think both Max and Garrett are built that way. So the mental side of all this, and I think we saw with Max last year, isn't going to phase them. And Max went into the swamp and won and didn't ever look like it was too big for him. He looked like a freshman at times, but not mentally. And I think that that's good. If you even have to go to Nussmeier at any point this year, Billy, you do think that, hey, this is a kid who's mentally can get it done. He's strong enough for this moment not to be too big for him. Now, obviously, you don't want to be put into that spot, but there's a lot of folks, and I don't want people to immediately skip right past Nussmeier and think, hey, look, Walker Howard, faster, number one quarterback's coming. You talked about Nussmeier a lot because you were in Texas, you were seeing him play. He got better every year of high school and got hurt there at the end as he's trying to make a run with Marcus, but he put over 8,000 probably passing yards across his career. I know he set a record his senior year in terms of the school's all-time passing mark, but this was a guy who was playing his best football year after year. And he comes in the spring and we heard Orgeron and a lot of them say, hey, look, this is a guy who's a championship level quarterback. Like, he can not only play here, he's going to be good for us one day. I don't think they want that day to be now, but maybe that process speeds up a bit behind the scenes. As you noted, Billy, if you've only got two quarterbacks, then the second one's going to end up by default getting even more reps in things like camp, working with the second team, whatever it might be. That's stuff that I don't think Nuss, you know, at least that amount of reps, he would never have gotten had Brandon have been here, and certainly wasn't getting in the spring when Finley was also here. So we should probably see his developmental path maybe speed up a little bit more than we had anticipated right now that he's getting a lot more extra run in these practices.
Yeah, and one thing to cap everything on Garrett Nussmeier, and I mentioned his fearlessness is his competitiveness. You know, he is a really competitive guy, and he's going to take these reps very seriously, obviously. But you know, that is something that stood out to me when tracking him, you know, as a prospect, and he improved his accuracy and completion percentage. And he's still got a gunslinger's mentality. You know, Ed Ogeron noted that on 104.5 on Tuesday morning, talking about it. Just, you know, he mentioned the interception in the spring game, but you know, he's still developing at the college level. That was his first taste of college level speed, but he is somebody that I think is not going to just give up, you know, because like you said, Walker Howard, number one quarterback in the country on the 24/7 sports composite, is coming in behind him. He's going to be, you know, locked in whenever that time comes for him to battle again for the starting job and do all of those things. Whenever Max Johnson moves on, or, you know, who knows? I mean, it's kind of weird, Shay, and this is where we kind of transition to, is this a 1 year worry for the position? But, you know, Miles Brennan can have 2 years left. And if you think about it, Max Johnson, let's say he has a great year this year, continues to be the starting quarterback as a junior. Miles Brennan could end up being like a seventh year senior starting for 1 year, and then Walker Howard and Garrett Nussmeier battle it out. You know, I don't know if that's going to happen. That's something to probably put on the unlikely scale, but this is a room that could really be around for quite some time.
And this is what you want, right? I mean, you know, in the age of the portal, that if you're stacking up four guys, you're going to lose one, and they lost Finley. That's to be expected, and you can't help injuries like this. So it's not something you're planning for. They certainly had planned knowing, okay, we probably are going to lose one of these guys to the portal. That'll be okay because of all their ages. But no, I'm with you. Look, and you think about it, Miles used his red shirt, but he could explore a medical if that's something he wants to do. But he also can tap back into that COVID year. So we knew he had 2 years left going into this year. With two major injuries like that, right, we'll see. Obviously, he's just coming off his surgery right now, so it's way too early to speculate. But just beyond that, and he said the hope would be to rip him. Then you've got Howard coming in, and you haven't been skipping any quarterback classes either. So you've got a nice run right now. Is still, and certainly my point would be made further next year when Walker gets here, but they're still as deep as they've been in terms of quarterbacks on roster as any time I can remember covering the team, at least top to bottom with good guys. It just is a painful blow that now Miles, their most experienced guy, is the one who gets banged up a week before fall camp. And you're back in that position you were just a few years ago when you're working with two quarterbacks.
Yep. And look, lastly, this takes a lot of the intrigue out of the quarterback competition going into fall camp, which, you know, I think with LSU, you know, breaking in Jake Peets as the offensive coordinator, this is not what you want by any means. But this is, if you're Max Johnson, this is a good thing for Max Johnson, that he can now take these reps and you know, the time with Jake Peets and really work with the receivers more and more and more as they get ready for the season opener. Fall camp opens up later this week. Players get back in on Friday, I believe, and we'll be there to cover it all weekend as LSU gets going with fall camp. So be sure to keep it locked on the Go 24/7 podcast, as we'll break down fall camp, all the other position battles going on. So be sure to check back as LSU gets bad news to kick off this week when players report for fall camp with Miles Brennan going down with the injury. But we've talked enough about it. We'll be back later in the week to preview the fall camp and position battles and do all of those things. So keep it locked on Go 24/7 for all the latest on that. And thanks for listening to this edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. We'll catch you guys next time.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.